Good morning. This is one of those days when the postman comes with the results, or maybe you go into the school to get them. Let me speak to Brenda Barr, who is indeed with the Department of the Economy. She's a careers advisor, and she's on the line. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Brenda, just clear this up for me, first of all. Is it still essential to get a GCSE in maths and English?
Maths and English GCSEs are very important, but for anybody that hasn't got them, there are alternatives now, like essential skills that can be taken if they haven't got their GCSE maths and English.
So anyone who has passed maths, and the reason that I'm asking, I remember the day I got my GCSE results, and it was the first time I'd ever passed maths. I got my C, which was accepted as a pass, and I'd never passed a maths exam in all of my life until this excellent teacher in fifth year. And he brought me up from being a numpty to just getting under the wire and getting it. I've never looked at a maths question since it. But I've noticed every time you would have applied for a job or you were filling in a form, there was a relevance to having the maths GCSE.
Yeah, it is important to work. I mean, any kid, any young person that's at school, I would highly advise that they do work towards all their GCSEs. But yeah, maths and English, it's becoming more and more important that young people do have their maths and English for jobs.
So the results are out today. Some youngsters, well, do they still do A stars? Is that part of the...
Yes, it is indeed, yeah.
So some youngster might have 12 or 13 A stars today, the absolute creme de la creme.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be other people who will be... You know, what else is acceptable? 5 GCSEs, 5 Cs, is that okay?
It really just depends on the individual and what they want to do. And I mean, there are loads and loads of courses. If they don't get the grades that they're looking for, there are loads and loads of alternatives to get to their end goal.
So those who are excelling today, jumping for joy, meeting all the targets, do they automatically go back into A-levels? Most of them will.
It really depends on themselves. Yeah, the majority of them probably will do A-levels, but there will be others that will go on to courses at FE College if they know exactly what they want to do. Some just have had enough of school and want to leave and get into training or do an apprenticeship. So those are alternatives that they can take as well.
So what about the way the results are described? Are we hit by these grade changes, the 1s to 9s and the A stars to G's? Is that relevant here?
No, that's the English boards. We're with CS, so no, that hasn't changed for us. It's still A star to G.
So none of that was introduced, so there's no confusion this morning.
Not here, no, definitely not.
That's a relief. As you can tell, it's a long time from I've had a GCSE age child, and I can't remember the last time I had a discussion with the likes of an education minister about where we might have been going with the possibility of grade changes that had been considered. So the youngsters have their results today, and they're now in a position where they're making decisions. The best advice, surely, is to stay in some form of academia or training. To leave and, you know, get a job as a helper on a van, is that a good thing to do? Or is, you know, would you be absolutely telling children not to do that?
I would be advising them to sit down and talk to a careers advisor. If that's what they want to do and that's what their goal is, then that's fine. But I get studying at either the training courses or at the FE college or doing an apprenticeship or going back to do A-levels, long-term will earn them more money than taking a job with no training attached to it.
Yeah, so you find that the training, the continuing development of the young brain is very important.
It is, and long term they will earn more money, and if a company was to close down, they've always got their paperwork to take to another employer so that they can be paid a decent wage.
They should celebrate, of course. It's a milestone in their academic life. They've been at school from they were in P1. They've now done 5 years at second level. Mm-hmm. And by even making an effort at GCSE, they have shown that they've got some mettle. Most of them, of course, will have qualifications to display as a result of their endeavours. And we should be very proud of all the young people of this particular age who have been through the challenge.
Yeah, it is quite challenging for anybody who's sitting qualifications at this time. So yeah, we should be very, very proud of them, regardless of what grade they've done. And now it's about talking to someone and taking the next step.
Yeah, and it's important to talk, isn't it? To have careers advice and to listen, because it's very often impossible to get it across to a 16 or 17 year old how young they are. They think that the world is just crying out for them and they're needed at this moment. But yet and all, there'd be time enough getting knee deep in it when they're about 21 or 22.
Yeah, so it is important that they do. You're quite right, it is important that young people sit down and talk to someone. And as I say, we're impartial as a career service, so we will talk to them impartially, not telling them what to do, but sitting down and trying to find out what they really want to do.
Just on the grades, the kids who did some English exam boards, they'll get the strange grades, won't they?
Should do. I haven't seen any of them yet. I'm in school here at the moment, but I haven't seen any of the 1 to 9s yet. There's very few English boards sat in the Northern Ireland schools.
Yeah, so it's almost irrelevant, but it still does exist. Brenda, thank you very much for your time this morning, and a big round of applause to every youngster who's been through, what is that, my maths never good, 12 years at school now, and they have managed to come away today, hopefully with something to show for the endeavour. Thanks for your time, Brenda.
Frank, can I just say as well, if they want to talk to someone today, we have a web chat and a phone line available from 9:30 to 7:30 today.
Okay, what's the phone number, Brenda?
The phone number is 0300 200 7820, and the website, if they want to log on and chat like a web chat, they can do that at www.nidirect.gov.uk/careers, and it doesn't have to be the young person. If the parent is concerned or has any questions or wants to talk, they're more than welcome to get in touch with us as well.
Okay, give us the 0300 again.
It's 0300 200 7820.
7, 8, 20.
And we're available till 7:30 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow night.
And www.nidirect.gov.uk/careers.
Yeah.
And when's that open?
That's open from 9:30 to 7:30 tonight as well, and tomorrow night.
Okay, and the phone line's open from when to when?
9:30 to 7:30 today and tomorrow as well.
Okay, so all day more or less.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But the web chat is just a 2-hour window.
No, the web chat's from 9:30 today to 7:30 tonight.
All right, it's all open 9:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, and that's today and tomorrow.
Lovely job. That's a darn good service, Brenda, and hopefully the parents and the young people will avail of it. Thanks for giving us the lowdown. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Frank.
Brenda Barr, careers advisor with the department. So, how did you do? Are you celebrating? Big night tonight? Oh, I can feel a sense of phone-in radio tomorrow morning when all these young people start misbehaving in nightclubs the length and breadth of the land. Will that happen? Not at all. They'd be on the lemonade. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Well done to you if you got what you were looking for in the GCSEs.